It's a good day on the radio, 7 after the hour, and also on the internet at DougStephan.com, TuneIn Radio, all kinds of ways. The apps are galore. The apps are galore. Does that sound right?
Apps galore
to download. A lot of information. This hour, we feature a conversation with Dr. Ken on the latest medical news. Dr. Joy Brown is going to help us not taking ourselves too seriously. It's probably something that would be helpful. And in a moment, Rob Martin will join us to help you lose some weight. All right here on Good Day.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, so the premise of this conversation, the following presentation of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, is a way for you to assess your last diet. How did it work out? You're on a diet now. How's that working out? You had a goal. Let's say it was 30 pounds. You lost 5 pounds, maybe 8 pounds, and then if you're like so many other Americans, you stop because you're starving yourself, and so the weight stays, comes back on again, and you go through the same vicious cycle over and over and over again. So we have Rob Martin here, who is a product development specialist. He worked on this process, that is, how to help people lose weight, 30 pounds, in fact, and that's the connection to Axia 30. I don't know what Axia mean, though. Is that maybe not important, Rob, but what's the what's the derivative of Axia? I get the 30 for 30 pounds in 3 months, but what is Axia?
Well, Axia is sort of a derivative of antioxidant activity, because it's a combination here of, you know, losing weight and also getting these powerful antioxidants.
All right, so Axia, that's interesting. All right, we've created a new word. The powerful antioxidants, we hear a lot about anti-aging now. Why would it be important to have antioxidants as part of a weight loss program?
Oh, it's very important. You know, people don't realize when you're losing weight, especially when you're losing significant weight that you can now, there is a certain amount of free radical activity and, you know, those dangerous molecules that build up in your body. And so it's always great when you're doing strenuous exercise or serious dieting to add powerful antioxidants to your regimen.
So how does this work? Taking it apart bit by bit, ingredient by ingredient, what is there that people need to know? Because they've all heard stories about some of these products that don't require anything. It's, take this pill and you'll be fine. Fen-Phen, we all remember what a horror story that is.
How does this differ
from that and other things that have been on the market before?
Well, I think most of the listeners have heard about green tea, and it's such a healthy substance, but It also, there are substantial studies showing how green tea will help us with weight loss. But now there's a breakthrough in green tea. It's called green tea phytosome. And what the scientists have done is they've added a particular molecule to the green tea, a particular type of fat that makes it much more powerful, more absorbable. So this green tea phytosome, when studied with human beings, is getting dramatic results on weight loss. And it's also so healthy. It's not like these other things you were mentioning. Green tea is marvelously healthy for your immune system, your brain, your heart, your cells. And it also has this tremendous capacity for weight loss in a short period of time.
All right. So let's get to the nitty-gritty. People that are listening to this program right now, they hear 30 pounds. Okay, that's what I want to do. But how do they do it? And when you look at the results and the clinical tests, what sort of hope do you offer to people that are really desperate to lose the weight?
Yes. Well, let me just quote one study. And it's a 90-day study of dieting people. They divided it into two groups. They were both on a diet. The group on the diet alone lost 13.2 pounds. But the group that took the green tea phytosome while dieting lost 30.8 pounds. That's 17.6 pounds more than the group that only dieted. This is tremendous because in 90 days, if you modify your diet, don't go crazy on your diet, you can lose up to 30 pounds of unwanted fat, which is so dangerous. It's just not about our appearance, which is important, but it's about our overall health. We must lose weight. Every issue, health issue that we can think of is related to weight gain and obesity. We have to modulate, maintain a healthy body weight. And now, with this type of green tea, we can have a tremendous impact on our body weight in a relatively short period of time while maintaining and supporting optimal health.
All right, so there's the story of Axia 30. It means proven weight loss results for you. Call 800-525-8345. 90 days to see results or your money back. It's a guaranteed product. 800-525-8345. Pay for 3 months. You'll get a fourth month free. Just tell me listening to Doug Steffen when you call for Axia 30. Quote Rob Martin if you want. It's the way to lose the weight. It sounds like it is a great, especially if you don't want to starve yourself, great way to stay with the program and keep the weight off. 800-525-8345 for Axia 30. Rob, good to have you here on Good Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you very much.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here now with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who bring you Cardiol. Dr. Ken's going to tell you about the pluses, the benefits of Cardiol, after we get done going through a number of things that are pretty important in the medical world, including the story about aspirin and vision loss. Most people are taking aspirin for lots of things frequently, including trying to ward off heart problems. So how is this all tied together, Ken?
Well, this is a no-panic story. It's not a strong evidence, but it's going to create some concern. So let's talk about it, untangle it. This came out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, that taking at least one aspirin a week, Doug, is linked to the development of age-related vision loss. What they found was that 5.8% of regular aspirin users ended up with wet macular degeneration, compared to 2.3% of people who did not regularly take aspirin. So there is this link, but the evidence is not strong enough to prove cause. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in older people, but the evidence is not convincing enough for doctors to change how they prescribe aspirin, especially with its benefits in preventing preventing heart attacks and strokes. Some docs may want to watch their patients who are at increased risk of getting macular degeneration, but I would not, any of our listeners, stop aspirin without talking to your doctors, because the potential benefits for many of you probably far outweigh any of these potential risks.
All right, a couple of other things from the Journal of the American Medical Association, including a study of how many people go to a hospital, get treated, leave, and they have to come back again. Is that an indictment of the system and not the ability of the doctors and hospitals to fix the problem the first time around?
Well, it's an indictment of many things. What they found was that about 25% or 20%, one in five of Medicare patients for several diagnoses, heart failure, heart attack, and pneumonia, actually are readmitted within 30 days. And this is costing Medicare, they say, $26 billion with a B dollars a year. And what they have decided to do since last October is penalize hospitals 1% of their payment if their readmission in the first 30 days is above the average norm. And what is going to happen, the concern is the law of unintended consequences, is that we need to be concerned that hospitals may begin to restrict readmissions regardless of patients' conditions in order to avoid these Medicare cuts.
Good Lord. All right, so also in
importantly, out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, journal, they concluded that the main reason for this is poor coordination among different providers after patients leave the hospital, and also they're recommending better education, better coordination of care, and better home care. And there are just a lot of different people that take care of these elderly people, and you have to get yourselves all together.
The amount of ADHD has risen. This is pretty damning. There's got to be some reason, a root cause for this, Ken.
Well, this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatric Journal this week, that the number of children with ADHD, it appears to be rising rapidly. From 2001 to 2010, the rate of new cases of doctor-diagnosed ADHD rose from 2.5% to 3.1%. This is an increase of 24%. I think it's a matter of just being more aware of the diagnosis. I think it's also cultural norms, less acceptable behaviors are allowed. And I think that's why. It also can be overdiagnosed because people are more aware of it. Remember, ADHD, it's usually accompanied by other problems such as learning disabilities. And mom and dad, if you have a kid who's not paying attention or acting impulsively or both, just ask your son or daughter's doctor about your child.
As a cardiologist, Ken, you have looked at a lot of natural remedies for cholesterol over the years, and you've come to a conclusion about cardiol. How do we look at that? How do we learn from what you've concluded and studied?
Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious problem. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I'm always seeking the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. They work together. They reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. And we all use Cardiol with our patients because we've seen excellent results in as little as 30 days. I like it because it's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
So because the makers of Cardiol and the importers, because an Italian, it actually was created in Italy and brought over here, we know, all of us collectively who are close to Cardiol, I've taken it and I see the results. It'll work for you too. A free 30-day trial has been set up. You can ask for it by going online to cardiol.net/Ken and ask for Dr. Ken's free trial, or call him at 888-809-6424. So 888-809-6424 for a free 30-day trial, or go online to cardiol.net/Ken for Dr. Ken's free trial.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Singers of the pop, I think the whole pop era has found fewer women who could beat Aretha when it comes to the success. Of course, you had Jennifer and her ability to sing. Interesting that Aretha and Jennifer Lopez are the latest ones to come to the defense of Beyonce. I don't get all of the hoopla about this lip singing. You're good. Lip singing.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact. Let's see here. I'm looking at something that Aretha said. She didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Pavarotti has done it. It was freezing out. And if she messed up one note, it would have been the story, not that she was a lip singer. So a number of musicians have rallied around Beyonce past couple of days. Destiny's Child bandmate Michelle Williams cited Whitney Houston's Super Bowl national anthem performance that was in a pre-recorded track. And so Aretha's on board and J-Lo's on board and yada, yada, yada. All right, so here's the actual track of her, what people heard at the at the inauguration. All right. So here are the ladies on The View, Jennifer, talking about this controversy.
Are we sure that she was lip syncing, or are people just kind of speculating?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't see why it matters. You know, it's not easy to sing in cold weather. I thought people understood that. And so sometimes, you know, if you think your voice is going to be a little reedy or it's not going to hit where you want it to, thank goodness you pre-record. You do that for that reason. But so what? She's doing it.
She's not the first big singer who is lip syncing. Okay, and there are many, many articles that Beyonce has done, her and Celine Dion, where they talk about they keep the studio very humid to help their voice. So yeah. She knows her instrument. I don't know her instrument.
Right. I also think, too, the national anthem, unfortunately, in this country right now has become a spectator sport, and I think that's wrong. I think you go to another nation, they are singing their national anthem. You go to a game Tim used to play in Germany, not one person in the stadium there was not singing their country's song. I think whether it's My Country, Tis of Thee, God Bless America, our national anthem, even if you sound kind of crappy, just sing it. Unless you're all singing with her, you shouldn't say anything, because we should sing that anthem. You should sing it whether
and
you
Elizabeth,
sing it poorly.
If she's the easiest song to
it
sing.
It doesn't matter. Now there's happy birthday
and
if you think
she
about
sang it.
It.
But you know what? If Beyonce sang that song and her voice cracked, and her voice cracked four times, that's all people would be talking about.
All right. So that's the take of the ladies on The View. Here's Wendy Williams chiming in on the lip-syncing controversy.
All right, so everybody's talking about this this Beyonce lip-syncing scandal, and of course I have an opinion. It's so important. It is the only story on the cover of two prominent New York City newspapers. What the heck? Nothing else is going on in the world but this?
I think that's it.
And are you
really? There's nothing
exactly.
else going on? Good Lord.
Everybody knows she can sing. It's not like there was a big
scandal.
She's got
a big voice, matter of fact. All right, so our poll today at DougStephan.com. Do you care if Beyonce lip sync the national anthem? Yes, it was an historic event, and what she did was a cop-out. B, I'm disappointed, but it wasn't a big deal. C, give her a break. It was really cold. D, I don't care either way. And E is, who's Beyonce? All right, help yourself to that. The poll yesterday, your favorite boy band of the 90s. Let's see who won here.
I'm so excited.
It's a tie between Boys to Men and New Kids on the Block.
What?
Yes. And then it was the second position was tied between NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. 10% like 98 Degrees, and that's that.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Gary Small is director of the UCLA Longevity Center and author of the new book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
Alzheimer's disease attacks both sides of the brain, and it actually has a very specific pattern of spread where first we see short-term memories affected and then long-term memories affected later. So it's something that's quite scary, and it's often hard to differentiate from normal aging at first, which is why we're all so concerned about it. There's a lot of scientific evidence that mental stimulation is good for the brain. If you go to college, you have a lower risk for Alzheimer's. And even if you didn't go to college, if you continue to learn throughout life, that lowers your risk. You want to train and not strain your brain. I recommend that people get involved in brain games that are fun and engaging. It's important to work both sides of the brain. Any kind of logical or verbal game, like a crossword puzzle or Trivial Pursuit, is going to help your left brain. Any type of visual spatial game, a jigsaw puzzle or any Rubik's Cube or something like that, will help the right side of the brain. And we can cross-train our brains when we start exercising them. So one day you might do a crossword puzzle. The next day you might do a jigsaw puzzle to shake things up and make sure you are exercising all your brain cells. The Alzheimer's Prevention Program doesn't have to be a challenge. It doesn't have to be a chore. In fact, we've made it simple and easy and fun.
Dr. Gary Small, author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program. Keep your brain healthy for the rest of your life. There's more online. Insight Daily Radio.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Stephen and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Roberta's dealing with the cold and frozen pipes, but she's gone to school with his daughter. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few moments with what's broken and how to fix it, which is always an interesting thing. If you point out something being broken, how about we fix it? You are the master of your life. You are the master of your understanding what other people think about you. You need to understand who you are first. Do you understand who you are, Jennifer?
I'm getting there.
Yeah?
I think it's a constant process.
Right,
sure.
I think it is. It's a lifelong pursuit. Part of being able to get along is understanding who you are. The people who split, I believe that romances and marriages and things, people who break up, people who can't make it at work sometimes, they don't know who they are.
Well, yeah, they grow apart instead of forward together.
Yes. So it's important for you to own your own thoughts and to hold the reins on your own emotions. If you have a lot of opposing forces inside of you, a lot of forces warring with you, you have a truth. You know who you are or else you're not successful. I think that's really the bottom line. I think Joy would tell you that. I know. I think it's been my the reason that I'm successful, I have any success in life, is that I finally learned who I am. I am not controlled by the thoughts of others, what other people think about me. You can be conquered by people and the chatter that they may have about you. And it's very evident every day. We look at some of the things that are all over television and all over the radio, all over the print media. Tearing apart. I guess the Beyonce thing is maybe an interesting example of that, but there sure are other things. Lindsay Lohan, just the people that get a lot of negative attention. And sometimes it has value, and it is appropriate, and other times it's not. And I think, the Lindsay Lohan thing is a case study in what not to do with your life. As far as something simple like the Beyonce lip-syncing thing, who cares? But I've noticed we have a story here at DougStephan.com. A lot of people want to be heard on this. You'd think there'd be more important things, like what was John Boehner saying to Barack Obama that made
Michelle's eye bother? Joking about a cigarette,
people. Joking about smoking. Yeah, joking about smoking. Which reminds me of something that is, this is going to be something that we talk about, I think, a great deal. At least I know I will, because of passion of mine. If you're a regular smoker and you live in the state of Oregon, how do you feel about a new bill that was proposed by Representative Mitch Greenlick from Portland? The bill makes cigarettes a Schedule III controlled substance, meaning it will be illegal to possess it, to distribute it. If you don't have a doctor's prescription, you'll pay a $6,000 fine if you're caught with cigarettes. I like that.
Really?
Dealing with it. Yeah.
What about, I mean, what about the grocery stores and drugstores that sell them?
No, they won't. If you don't have a prescription for smoking cigarettes, you will not get them.
What doctor's going to give you a prescription for that?
Nobody is, and that's why it'll get killed out. I think it's a pretty interesting idea, actually, on the surface of it, and certainly worth a lot more discussion than we have time for today. Let's, as a matter of fact, before we get to Dr. Joy Brown, let's take a look at our social media, Jennifer, see what people are saying and thinking about a lot of the issues that we put up there. Plus, we have a stay healthy tip for you now here on Good Day.
We sure do. All right. So first things first, the question that we're posing today is, Leon Panetta has lifted the ban on women on the front lines. What do you think of this decision? Chime in now. A bunch of you already have. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Yesterday, we asked you about gift cards. How often do you use or give gift cards? And do you have any favorites? Bill said he sells counterfeit gift cards to the Amish. That's very nice, Bill. Ken says they are my go-to gift. Ken says they're the go-to gift because they're easy and the person can choose what they want or need better than I ever could. William said never uses them. Rachel said a gift card to the local grocery store, my version of Whole Foods, is my absolute favorite gift. Having someone else pick up the tab on my groceries is a warm and wonderful feeling and gives the opportunity to buy an extra thing I wouldn't normally buy for myself. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Janet said one of my worst things, I hold on to them for years. That is one of my New Year's resolutions, to get rid of them all by my birthday. I hate to shop, and when people ask me what I want, I can never think of anything. I do have a couple two-buy items for my yard, which I'm really anxious to use this spring. Loretta said, I like to give Red Lobster. People seem especially happy to receive that one. Scott said, give them to family. He gives them to family at birthdays and Christmas, to their favorite dining places. Rich said he prefers not to use gift cards. He had them stolen in the mail. There's no recouping the cash afterwards. Ernesto said, never. It's better in person than paper. It's probably true. Colleen said most recently she used her gift card compliments of Doug Steffen's Good Day Show for her mom tip, and she said, I thank you. We use them at least 15 times per year, mostly dining. Give them maybe 2 or 3 times per year. Jay said, never to many outside charges. I got a $100 card. By the time I went to use it, it only had $64 on it. So you have to be careful with that.
Nice.
But you can chime in, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We also have posted up today on our Facebook page, it is cold and flu season, and it is in full gear. What natural remedy do you swear by when you are sick? If we use your tip on the air, you will be the winner of a 60-day supply of Alimmune. Now, last week's question, which we're still kind of filtering answers through, is what is your favorite old wives' tale from when you were growing up? What did your grandmother or your mom and dad tell you not to do or to do to stay healthy? Our winner for that today is Karen Clark. Karen said, my grandmother always said, never leave your home with wet hair. It would be the death of you if you did. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Catching cold. You don't want to catch cold with that wet hair.
Never go out with bare feet, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. That's always what my grandma said. You're going to catch a cold if you go out without a jacket on. Karen Clark, you're the winner of our 60-day supply of Alimmune, which is a great supplement. It'll keep you healthy through cold and flu season, and it has the Good Housekeeping stamp of approval right on the package.
Yeah, it's a great product. It really is. You get a month free by going to 57more.com. Help yourself to health, and that strong immune system is really a key. 800-458-0173. 458-0173. 800-458-0173 for a free month, or 57more.com. Here's Dr. Ken with more on why Alimmune is so important to your daily health.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Alimmune, and it's my new secret weapon for maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Alimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stayed healthy while taking Alimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or Echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number 800-458-0173, or visit Alimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Alimmune.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
16 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horan and Doug, happy to have Dr. Joy Brown back on the program with us to fix something that's broken. I've been listening to your program this week, and there are a lot of people calling who are cheating. This is not new. You've been doing this program for, what, 30 years in various forms, right? How long have you been? Yeah, 30, right? So you've had a lot
of
cheaters.
Four.
34?
No, since
exactly.
I was 4 years old.
Since you're out, yes.
She started young.
Modesty.
Yeah. I had a lisp when I started.
Really? How did you
I
correct that, by the way? It was the...
speech lessons, yeah.
You go see somebody about it? Yeah.
Good. Yeah, rocks in your mouth. Yeah, yeah, it works every time.
Hot potatoes are good for it, too, by the way. If you haven't... rocks sometimes are difficult on the teeth, but hot potatoes don't break the teeth, so you'd be all set if you want to keep practicing.
Yeah, but those carbs on your hips, you know, it's not worth it. I'd stay with the lisp.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons that I like to have Joy come on is because she has a segment on her program called, I think it's Broken, Let's Fix It or something like that. What's it called, actually? That's what it's called,
Broken,
right?
Let's Fix It. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So all of the calls that I've listened to you, and I haven't listened to every hour you've been on the air this week, but I know there are a lot of people who are calling about cheating.
Yeah.
And this is a forever problem. And it isn't really something that you can, there's no cookie cutter answer to this. It's not like when you go and listen to Dave Ramsey, his way of fixing, and this is not criticism of him, his way of fixing people's financial problems is cut up your credit cards and don't spend what you don't have. That's pretty much it. All right?
No. And pay off your mortgage.
Right, pay off your mortgage, right. All right. So you can't quite get around cheating that easily or that well. How do you?
Well, in some ways, I guess the Dave Ramsey approach would be, look, if you don't think you can stay faithful, then you don't get married. And dating and sort of being a hound dog isn't very nice, but it's not adultery, right? Mm-hmm. So the deal is, first of all, that everybody presumably thinks, you know, at this moment, till death do us part. So number one, if you don't think you can do the till death do us part, then don't get married, number one.
Right.
Number two, if you're married and all of a sudden your eyeballs start to wander, you know, that's not abnormal. Looking is okay. Touching, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at some point, if you realize that whatever the strength in your marriage is isn't holding, isn't keeping you from temptation, then you do one of two things. You either fix it, and I know that's the seemingly simple, which is not simple at all. Or it's simple, but it's not easy. Or you get out of it, but you don't cheat. Because the problem about cheating is it's not so much that you're betraying your spouse. You're betraying your own vow. And a vow, not even a statement, not even a consideration, not even a promise, a vow.
But aren't you doing that if you get divorced? Isn't that really the same thing? When you get divorced, you're breaking a vow to stay together forever.
Well, but I think for me, a divorce is at least an honest statement. It's straightforward. It says, this isn't viable for us anymore. We've tried very hard. And that we've got as far as we can go, and things just didn't work out, that we were somewhat unrealistic. But at least you're not betraying your own sense of morality, your own sense of I'm an honest person, I'm a righteous person. But I think that at some point we have unrealistic expectations, and I would argue that marriage is probably the, if you look up unrealistic expectations in the dictionary, marriage is going to pop out. It was invented at a time that life expectancy was about 30. Men married women who were at least a decade younger. 50% of women died in childbirth. So you're talking, if you're really lucky, maybe a decade of marriage. And men could marry more than one woman. So we now, and it was basically, it was a socio-political alliance. It said that I'm not going to declare war on my grandchildren. So this is how we make alliances, I suppose. Mm-hmm. We really treat women as the glue of society and their babies as the glue of society. And this is how we can make sure who we don't fight and who gets our money. If you fast forward 2,000 years, completely different. People live till their 80s. The women mercifully don't die in childbirth very often, except in the United States, which is a different story. If it's broken, let's fix it. We'll talk about that later. And that people marry for love as opposed to very realistic expectations of I'm not going to declare war on you and you get the money when I die. So we have completely different expectations. Marriage was really invented to be a station wagon. It's functional. It's very specific. It gets you from A to B. We now want marriage to be a Ferrari. In fact, we probably want it to be a fleet of Ferraris. And so it's just somewhat unrealistic. But having said that, cheating is not okay because the person it really betrays is yourself. And that's a slippery slope. You don't want to do things so you can't look yourself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. So I understand temptation. I understand relationships going as far as they can go. I can understand all sorts of things. Cheating will never make any sense to me because it's not only, other people may not know, you know, and you can't do that to yourself because once you've done that to yourself, the self, it doesn't really exist much anymore, and that's dangerous.
Pretty interesting to get into it and to hear it from that point of view. Maybe getting older, being married when you're older is an important thing because you've shaken out. These people who rush to get married when they're younger, wow, that's a problem.
You're absolutely right, and we know statistically that I read someplace about 2 weeks ago that people who marry in their 70s are happier than they are at any other time in their life.
Yeah.
Because lower expectations, knowing yourself better, maybe you just don't have the energy to cheat.
That's so weird. All right, there's the analysis. That's something that's broken, and Dr. Joy's way of fixing it. Dr. Joy Brown here visiting with us on the Good Day program at 50 minutes past the hour.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle.
He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Wow, Jennifer.
Yes, Doug.
Well, everything's fixed now. Life is better. 51 after on Good Day.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Somebody Like You by Keith Urban from the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, number one movie during this week in 2003. Wasn't that,
Kate Hudson,
that's her, yeah, exactly.
That's when Kate Hudson was a major player in movies and did well at the box office. Then she just kept turning out direct and the movie career sort of dissipated. And now she's appearing on the TV show Glee, which she's very good on, actually.
She is. So is she done, or she just has to find some better properties to work on?
She's got to reinvent herself, like a lot of actors do.
Is that going to happen with Arnold, given what's gone on with this movie in the last week or so? Does he need to reinvent himself?
I would give Arnold another 15 years and see where he goes.
Right. He's good for another 15 years. Yeah, I think you're right about that. And he'll come up. There'll be other projects coming up.
Arnold in The Last Stand did what Clint Eastwood did in his 60s. I mean, he doesn't downplay his age, which I liked. I mean, he's playing a man of his own age in his 60s. And he was very good, and the movie worked. It just was, for whatever reason, maybe violence like we discussed, was just really rejected at the box office.
Yeah.
But that doesn't deter the fact that for Arnold fans, I think for the true Arnold fans who grew up in the 80s, they're going to like that film a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I didn't think the blood was necessary. But him and what he presented was very likable. frankly. All right, let's get to our contest today. This is the top grossing movie of 1989, which was the first year, by the way, that all the top 10 grossing movies made over $100 million. 1989 is the year. We go to the sound, and you figure out what the movie is. Call us at 888-302-3684.
I hate these guys.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the greatest line. One of the great lines from that series right there. Okay, so that's clue number one. We got two more to go. Here's the second one.
It's disgraceful. You're old enough to be her grandfather.
I'm as human as an X-Man.
I was an X-Man.
888, another great line from a great flick. 888-302-3684. A lot of people will be taking different shots at which one they think it is. Most everybody knows those voices. So here's the last clue.
I came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior?
Junior.
I told you.
Great. Arguably, Chuck, one of the great
Don't
action flicks of all time.
The first three, very good.
Yeah, right. All right, Tori, what's the name of that movie? 8883.
It's a side credit question. He calls him Junior, but what is his first name?
What is, okay, the character's first name. Don't give it away. 888-302-3684. Chuck has movie news for us right after this.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
What do you have for us, Chuck?
This is a bit of TV news of interest, Doug. CBS Television has greenlit a pilot for a TV show called Beverly Hills Cop. It will be a direct spinoff of the movie franchise produced by Eddie Murphy. Now, the main character will be Eddie Murphy's character's son in the TV show. Murphy will make occasional appearances as Axel Foley and be prominent in the first episode playing the character. What do you think of that? You like
so does that mean there's no more Beverly Hills Cop movies?
It looks that way.
Yeah. All right, it's a way to make money, and people will follow that. I think it's a good idea,
I mean,
actually.
It's certainly on the right network, CBS, which means it's going to get eyeballs, so if it's a good show, it'll probably be prominently viewed.
Chris, what's the name of the movie?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is not correct. Annie, what's the name of the movie?
It's The Last Crusade, Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
That is correct, the third in the series, yes. Top grossing movie in 1989. You get the...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.